Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, unto this your word. And Father, may we grow in knowledge and wisdom so that we can be of help to others. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be reading in Revelations Chapter 7. Beginning with verse 1. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun received 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph received 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin received 12,000. Now we know how they got this, the idea that they are people saved during the tribulation. We just read it right here. And it's told us who they are and how many they are. Now, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Now, 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now, we have finished with chapter 7. We're going into chapter 8 now. So, if you get ready, we'll get in there and see what it wants to tell us. Chapter 8, verse 1. When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer, filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. 8. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. 13. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels which are yet to sound. 9. Now, chapter 9 here, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. 5. Before I go anywhere else, I want you to remember back a few chapters back where we read about God sealing everybody, sealing all mankind that belong to him with seals in their foreheads. Now, verse 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. Torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. Now, 6. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses, prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. 9. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. 10. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. 12. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God. 14, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. 15, and the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay of men. Now, 16. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them. 17. And thus I saw the horses in division, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jaundice and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. Out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. 18. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. 19. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. 20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the work of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. We have just finished with chapter 9. We're going into chapter 10. It's not very long. It's only 11 verses. We'll stop there. Verse 1, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice. It's when the lion roared, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from the heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. 5. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. Now, you know, we have finished with 7, 8, 9, and 10. And like I said, we're going to stop there, because I pray that you've gained something from the reading this morning, but that also that you can read those chapters again and learn more of what God has got for you. Because in the day and time that you and I are living, we need all of the knowledge, all of the power of Almighty God that we can obtain and that we can get from Him to make it through and to be able to hold on until the end, which is exactly what we are told to do. In the New Testament, we are told to hold on until the end, but very few will do it. I want you to think about these things, because most are involved in other things of this world, and they're letting things of this world steal heaven away from them. And you know, that will not work. Now, what I'm planning, what God has got me thinking right now, is we'll finish up today, this evening, and tomorrow in Revelation here. And then we'll be going back in to the four Gospels in the New Testament. He's had me in several different places this week with you. And I don't know about you, but I have picked up quite a bit, and it has brought a lot of things back to my memory, not just in the last couple of days since we've been in Revelation here, But wherever we are in the Word of God, there's always something to learn to help us to grow stronger, to grow closer to the Lord our God. Because let me tell you something, church. Time is growing short. And as the scripture has told us in several different places, to get ready and stay ready. Most are not doing that. They're going the ways of this world out. Satan is dragging them away from the Lord God, things he's used to drag them away. And we all need, each and every one of us, we need to really be working with our families and all to get them right with God. And I know that can be hard because I have lived that. You see, when I first started preaching, because I wasn't preaching the denomination I was raised in, I was preaching from the Word of God. My whole family wanted nothing to do with me. My mother and dad would not speak to me. It went a year. My brothers and sisters would laugh at me, mock me, all because I was not preaching a doctrine belief. But I kept holding on and doing as God guided me to do. And then I wound up ordaining my dad into a full gospel church as a deacon. And when it come time for them to go home, I was the one they wanted to preach their funeral. And my brothers and sisters, if they had questions and things come up, I was the one they would come to. But you see, I had to hold on. And I had to keep on talking with them whenever I would get a chance to say a few words to them. I would talk with them. And I got to see a lot of change within my family. We can't never give up on them. But the main thing is that we are ready, because unless we are really ready and we are serving the Lord God, and that we've got him first in our life, they're not going to listen. They're going to go right on, because they'll stand and tell you, I'm just as good as you are. Well, ain't none of us good outside of being a child of God. It's he that makes us worthy. But this is things that they will throw at you. All right. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for the times you've given to us, Father, for us to come together to be in your word. It was you that brought us together, Father. Now, Father, I thank you for that. And I pray, Father, for Israel and Jerusalem, for them to have peace. Because we know that right now, Father, they're not having peace. They're under an attack, Father, once again. And also, Father, I pray for all of Israel to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And this land of ours, Father, filled with so much evil, because it has come down, Father, from those that are sitting in our high seats that are evil. And they have brought a lot of evil things upon this land and our people, calling things good evil and evil things good. And telling people, Father, that homosexuality is just an alternate lifestyle, that it's nothing wrong with it, it's acceptable. And Father, we know that it is an abomination unto you, and your word says so. Now, Father, I pray for them to be replaced with those that are walking in righteousness, that love you, that love the Lord Jesus, loves your church, loves your people, and loves this land, and will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back on the foundation of which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, now for my prayer list. Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy and Tom and Jacob, Bobby and Millie Johnson, Sue Branson, Debbie and Daryl, Courtney and Shane, James Taylor, my wife, myself, and Father, for all the saints, wherever they are in the world, I pray that the Holy Spirit will work with all of us and all of our families. We all have family members that are not saved, not living right. May he work with them and with us and help to lead them out of darkness and into light, that light being Jesus, so that they can repent and be saved also, Father, and begin their new life and on their way to heaven. Now, Father, as we separate for this day, keep us all in health, keep us safe, and bring us back together again this evening, Father, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This, Father, it's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a good one.